This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. What I consider another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, do something. Do, you know what? I love to say, do something more than nothing. God, think about that. I thought it was pretty good. Do something more than nothing, seriously. Because they do want you involved. They do want you engaged. They do want you, being informed, I guess is what it boils down to. Because if you're not informed, you start spewing some crazy, I'm reading some crazy stuff out there. And I'm going to try to get General Paul Valley on with me, probably early next week. Reason being is, I'm hearing all kinds of things that are going on in D.C., or should be, or supposedly, I should say, going on in D.C. I don't know how much of it is true. I don't think you do either. Hey, I'm not being mean, but there's a reality here. Right? And yes, it's working. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, as they say, get engaged. And, I want to make sure, truly want to make sure, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And again, the way you do that, the way you truly make that happen, is to get informed. I don't want to beat up. I don't want to beat this up too bad, but lately, my God, everything I'm seeing flying around, I don't want to say flying around on Facebook, but flying around on that interweb stuff, it makes us look like fools. And some of it might be true. I don't know. But when a few of you are telling one story, and a few more are telling another, and a few more are telling another, but you all got it from a source that you know is true, and it doesn't happen, we look bad. We look extremely bad. Here in California, you guys are going to love this, the LA County Board of Supervisors is talking about, we have a problem with plastic again. Now, I didn't know this was a big deal. I mean, I didn't know the problem had resurfaced. I thought Californians had worked this out. But apparently, because they forced us to do curbside service, you can't go to the restaurant, you can't eat there anymore. There is an onslaught, there's an overflow of plastic and paper and styrofoam containers. I can go on. And they're going to deal with this immediately. Immediately, because it's a problem. Are we for real? No, I'm not joking. I mean, this is the biggest thing that we have to deal with. It doesn't it make your skin crawl? So they're going to do something to force the restaurants to use different kind of containers, different kind of straws again. We're just littering. Come on, people, get with the program. We're just littering way too much. I don't know, they're for real with this. Because there's nothing else to deal with. Nothing else to deal with, like the mass exodus out of California. We don't need to deal with that. That's not a big deal. These people in Sacramento, I'm telling you, I know you're tired of hearing it and the way we say it and all that. They are mentally ill people. Seriously. They think they're doing the right thing. Right? They really true. They don't. I don't. Some of you think they're just sick enough, and they don't really know. They really don't know what they're doing. Oh, they know what they're doing, because they believe it to be true. That's what I keep telling you. And again, we lost. I don't know what it was. I was looking at the number this morning. 471,000 people. Residents in California. We lost 18,000 businesses over the, I think it's a little over a year, 14 months, 15 months was the number. But they, you know, their mindset is that it'll get made up, and it'll get made up because people move back. They'll move back into the area. Right? Other people will come in. Businesses, well, it happens all the time. Businesses move out. Businesses move in. No, my friend, they're not moving in like you do. People moving out in big numbers to Texas and Arkansas. You people in Texas, I love you. But you better watch your back. They're telling you they're coming there for a better life. And they are. They are. They want a better life. They see what's, but they don't, I don't know if they have the mental capacity to understand what did it in the first place, who did the damage in the first place. And why they can't let it happen where they move to. Right? So it's up to you to make sure when they show up there, you let them know what's acceptable and what's not, what you're willing to put up with and what you're not willing to put up with. Because I'm telling you, they really don't know. 71,000 people? Can you imagine? And businesses, too. Some of these businesses are actually paying for their people to relocate. What do you think of that? I mean, I think it's great. They don't have to do the money thing. Right? I mean, they got to leave friends and loved ones. I get all that, but think about it. Guys, we can't make it here anymore. There's too many regulations. There's too much going on. We've got to move. And since we like you so much, we care about you so much, we want you to come with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt joins me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Wow. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know you got to take time to you know, get the show and come in and watch. And some of you who hung with me through the nights of darkness here in California, we had no electricity and no internet. We had to rough it. We had to use a generator. We had to cook by gas. Oh, my God. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. But somebody who's got a lot more sense than I do, a lot more stick-to-itness than I do. Sody Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Help us kind of kick off the weekend. Get ready for the party, but I know there's no party. Well, there should be a party, though. Really? The party knowing that he won't be in that office forever. Probably not even long. Hi, Sonia.
That didn't encourage me, because if he's not there, I was just starting to get on the upswing before you said that, but if he's not there, then Kamala is, and I'm more afraid of her than I am him, but I'm already afraid.
Yeah, I gotta ask you, because I had a woman leave a message for me, thought I was being disrespectful. Why can't I get Kamala, Carmella, Kamala, whatever her name is, whatever she's using. Why can't get her name right? And I said, well, I've watched some shows where they don't even, and I'm not talking about, you know, right-wing shows, even left-wing shows that don't get her name right. So how am I supposed to get it right? You know what I'm saying? What is your name? Do you know her name?
First off, you would have to give a crap.
Hey, well, I love how succinct you put that. But
so whether it's Kamala, Kamala, or Kami Law.
I like that, yeah.
It's all the same.
See, I think it's a derivative of her stage name, Carmel. Right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even going to ask why she has a stage name. And I don't know if Willie Brown has anything to do with the stage name thing.
Oh, see, and they came off unglued that you would dare say she slept her way to the top. Now, look, it's not me saying it. It's the guy she was with. She's never refuted it, right? I mean, lots of checks.
It's real. You know, and it's like, how are we supposed to be impressed with these liberal women, these leftist women? What has Hillary done other than married a guy who cheated on her relentlessly? You know, I mean, I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what we're supposed to look up to. And then this guy girl who's been appointed secretary of, what is it, Human Health and Services or whatever.
Are you talking about the transgender guy? Or are you talking about, what's his name, Buttigieg?
Oh, no. The blonde guy, the transgender
person, yeah.
You know, now we got, I'm so over. They're exhausting. Just to think about them, they're exhausting. The left has not let us up forever. I mean, it's been many years, and then they were like on steroids for the past 4 years with Trump, and now here we go. Now they've been let loose.
Listen, he's going to make the Obama administration look like a Boy Scout troop. You know what I'm saying? That's how much it's going to change. Seriously, I don't know any other way to put it.
That's right? True. People keep saying this is Obama's third term. When Obama a few weeks ago said that we're going to just have to get the National Guard to get him out of the White House, I was like, we? Why is he included on this? So it clearly shows you that he is a huge part of this. And I knew that, you know, when he came about, people were thinking he was the Antichrist. He's not. First of all, biblically, it don't work like that. But he's holding the door open for him.
Yeah.
He's definitely holding his beer.
I like that. You know, he comes back in. And here, I have a list of stuff. You're gonna enjoy this, okay? Make sure you have no liquid in your mouth. Because you look at what he's coming. The most important things that he started with from day one, not even the virus, right? Oh, except that now you have to have masks when you're on any federal property, unless your last name is Biden. Yeah, well, I was gonna say, unless your last name is Biden, in which case you don't have to have it on.
Right.
But all right, these people love it. No more walls, right? Walls got to stop now. More illegals, got to go ahead and make it for more illegals. So no more walls, more illegals. We heard today somebody had found a memo that's it. No more deportations. They need to stop immediately. Right? We're going to kill more babies in Mexico because now he's reenacting the money being sent to Mexico for abortions. We're going to rewrite history because he has nixed the 1776 committee. And biology, to your point a minute ago, biology or science now doesn't matter anymore, except for COVID and even that kind of flaky science after you've taken a few hits off the crack pipe. Right? Women and men get to play together again. It goes on and on and on. And when you think about what was it, the Twitter account that was changed for the, I don't know if you heard about this, for the Jewish ambassador, right? I guess I guess Tlaib didn't like that he was just a Jewish ambassador, the Israeli ambassador. It was the ambassador named, they simply named a few of the areas, like the Gaza Strip and what have you. So they were kind of like putting it in his face. And Twitter was fine with it. And then somehow it got changed. I think. What's that?
Probably only temporarily. You know?
Yeah, yeah. When we go back to sleep, they'll swap it again.
Exactly.
Right?
We have had, this is mind-boggling and mind-blowing and heartbreaking, and there's just so many terms. Luckily, we had 4 years of hope and seeing what we could be like if America was made great again. Sadly, that rug was ripped out from under us by cheating. We have had the most serious infractions laid upon us. And I know that people, I'm watching how people are responding to this.
Right.
And I'm seeing a lot of infighting. There's a lot of infighting within the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of infighting within Christians. And maybe these are just growing pains to get to the other side. And maybe it's not a big deal.
You're such an optimist. I love you. I mean, you just, maybe this is just growing. No, a bunch of pansies that won't step up for the right thing. But go ahead. I'll let you continue.
Speaking of being a pansy or naive, let's just call it naive. You were talking early about people who were, where is this? I don't see it on my notes, but you were talking about people who were following basically people who you shouldn't be following for hope. And I was in that category. I really believe that all that stuff they were saying about, you know, there's going to be massive arrests and the left is going down and you just wait. It's going to happen on the 19th and the 20th. And I'm like, yes. And then it didn't happen. And right now, and I think a lot of people are here not from something that stupid, but it's like, what do we believe anymore?
Well, I think the problem is they gave it dates, they told you what was going to happen, and that what it does is it leads to false hopes. So anyway, jump us in your house. Be back in a minute. Sony's going nowhere. We're going to have a lot more fun after the break.
Please let me go. I'm such a baby right now.
No, you'll be fine.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to a two-week delay of former President Trump's impeachment trial, allowing the chamber to handle President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations in the meantime. The House will send the impeachment article, which charges the former president with inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol, on Monday, and senators will be sworn in on Tuesday. President Biden isn't backing a Democratic-led effort to get rid of the Senate's filibuster procedure as Senate leadership struggles to agree on a power-sharing deal. Republican Senator from Montana Steve Daines is no fan of getting rid of the filibuster.
Less than 48 hours ago, we heard from President Biden's inaugural about unity, about healing. This is not the way you unify and heal the nation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. One of my favorite people to have on the show. Oh, God bless. I love having her on with me, and I mean that sincerely. Sonya Smith joins me. I want to get right to it because I have so much fun with her, and then I end up talking so much that she doesn't get to talk. Anyway, you know, we were talking about, it's funny, because every time I talk about Kamala Harris, I get this, like, I don't know, was it a jingle or a song in the back of my head? And it just won't go away. I don't know. You know how they have the song for the president when he enters the room?
That should be.
Right? I think this should be the official song of the current vice president. What do you think? And now, for your visual pleasure, maybe, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. There you go. Thank you, Kamala. All right.
Man alive. And I have a joke to add to that that I can't do because I'm a lady. But I will tell you, if you add it, I'm going to do it very cryptically. If you added that sound bite of Ross Perot's what he says. I'll let you all figure that out with that music.
I love it. I just can't. This woman came in dead last, right? In the primary.
Blamed her own party for being sexist and racist as the reason why she came in last. And now
nobody
she's grinning.
Nobody wanted her. Okay,
she's
listen to me.
Unlikable.
Right? And somehow Joe picks her? And on top of that, we're supposed to be all excited that somebody came in dead last. You know, but this is, she sold her soul. She called that man a racist.
A racist.
And we have proof of him being a racist. She called him, in essence, a sexual predator because she said she believed the woman who said that he sexually assaulted her. And she, now that woman came out today and she said, I just get sick to my stomach. It's such a slap in the face that I have to see this man as my president, as the head of this country, after he assaulted me and nobody would hear me out. This is why I have a hard time believing Democrats when they say they're in it for the women. They want to make sure women are heard.
No,
they don't.
First of all, anything that comes out of their mouth is a lie. You just got to start there. They're lying and they're projecting. So when they say that we're not for women, you have to believe they're not. When they say it's for the children, you know good and doggone well they don't care about children because they will kill them in the womb. They just don't care about life. They're the party of death. They're the party of lies and deception. And we're getting ready to be community organized in a big way in this country. And it ain't going to be pretty. We're headed for some dark times. And I am naive, but I'm also overly dramatic. So take this for what it's worth, is that we're about to see some really dark times in this country. And if we don't get, you know, I saw a video that gave me a lot of hope this week, and I don't know if you know who, I think you've interviewed Bevelyn Beatty.
Oh, yeah, I know she is, yeah.
Well, she has a video. Girlfriend was getting ready to have a massage, but she took the time to talk to the American people. But she basically said that we had 4 years of getting it right. God did give us grace for 4 years. He gave people an opportunity to turn towards him. Many of us did, but the left didn't. They spit in God's face. They defied God. They mocked God. They worked against God. Unfortunately, because they did that and cheated their way to power, we're all going to get sucked into the what they've created. But the beauty of it is, the good news is, those of us who are saved and are children of God, when they bring the country down, even if it's to destruction, we're going up. We're okay. We're already in good graces. It's going to be very, very dark and very, very ugly. And I hope they see the error of their ways. I don't know that they can, if they have the ability to, because they're so self-unaware and they're so evil.
But you've worked with these people. I mean, honestly, right? I mean,
on a daily basis, side by side. Yeah. And it's, you know, what the American people are seeing is this is the ugliest thing. This hatred thing that they have is so, it's so motivated them, informed them to do what they're doing now. I've had to sit with that daily, every single day. And it's when I got my lessons about who the left really is and what they're capable of when I worked in Hollywood.
Yeah, they are. And you're not the only one I've heard that from. I've heard that from other people. And, you know, and then you have these moments of enlightenment, if you would. Bill Maher, who I 99.9.5% of the time don't agree with, he came out the other day and he said, you know, be careful. Because here you are blaming the whole Republican Party, all the Trumpsters, all the followers, on what a handful of people did or believed to have done at the Capitol, right? You know, a week ago or so. He started off there, and he started, now you're associating them all with that, yet when there was Islamic terrorists, you couldn't do that. The left was screaming. You couldn't take one, you know, radical Islamist and paint the whole group that way. But you're willing to do it. And how are you going to keep fighting 74 to 80 million people, depending on the number you believe? You've got to find a way to get along, or this is going to be 4 miserable years.
It's going to be 4 miserable years. And while they're talking about unity, they're calling us names, putting us in boxes. It's just talking about making lists, and it's the ugliest of ugly.
It's not unity, it's conformity.
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't conform fast, you're on the list. But somebody else from Hollywood said something that was not brain dead. And it was Bryan Cranston, maybe last week. He said that this cancel culture prevents forgiveness. And I was like, whoa. First of all, I'm surprised that somebody from Hollywood would say such a thing, but it's absolutely true. If you are going to throw somebody away for what they do or what they think or what they say or what, then you don't have an opportunity. And I'm not saying that we need forgiveness for our beliefs and our values, but I am saying that he's absolutely right, and that goes either way. If you're willing to throw people away because of their differences, then you never learn to accept people and be, what's the word the left uses all the time on us? Tolerance? Oh, yeah, tolerance.
Inclusive, don't forget inclusive.
Right. So you never learn that. With this cancel culture is very, very serious and very frightening. I know we're fighting right now to find places where we can advertise our shows and do social media, and I don't know why we weren't starting this a long time ago. I guess they weren't taking it seriously, but you can bet anything the left does and says in increments, they're going to do on a larger scale. So we should really have been paying attention to this.
I go back to what I said the first part of the show, which is we tend to go over the top, okay? I mean, I remember when Obama first got in, I had people calling the show. I was talking to people on the show about how, you know, the boots were going to come up the street and they were going to take our guns and lock us up if we wanted too much freedom. I mean, you remember all this stuff, right? Stock market was going to, you know, these ATM machines were going to lock up. You wouldn't be able to get your money. All of this stuff that we heard over and over and over again. And then you turn around and none of it happens. And now they're doing the same thing right now. You've heard it. We talked about it off air where, you know, they're giving us dates that certain things are going to go down. What's really going to happen? Who's going to rise up from the ashes and do whatever? It's a bunch of false hopes. It's a bunch of hooey. I have people calling me, guests that I've had on the show, and say, look, you know I'm associated so-and-so, and this is what I just heard. They go, great.
Right.
I don't talk about it. Because it, nine and a half of the time, 10 times, it doesn't happen, right?
I know, and I did have false hope maybe that, or maybe it's not, because let me back up a second. What you just explained that your guests were calling in saying about the Obama administration may not have happened literally in his regime during his administration, but it's happening now. So their timing may have been a bit off, but we do have boots on the ground. Well, there's some stuff. Our finances. I remember white knuckling it through the Obama years financially, and so I don't know that. I think the American people have a sense of evil. They have a sense of what's wrong. We're a Christian, Judeo-Christian country. So I do think we have a spiritual connection with, there's something, as my friend Joe Dan says, there's something bad wrong going on here.
But listen, you and I have talked about this off air. We were founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I'll agree with that. But are we really a Judeo-Christian nation today? And when I say that, you know, you talk to people at your church. I've talked to people at other churches, and do they really believe that scripture? I mean, I've seen numbers where 62% of Christians, you know, Sunday Christians, believe in gay marriage.
Exactly.
They think that abortion is okay.
Scripturally. But the Bible talks about those false prophets. They gonna get it too. I'm just saying.
I want to get the bench for popcorn and Pepsi and watch. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host. Sonja Schmidt on the other end, on the other side of the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get up.
We are back. I hope. Here's the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, do the right thing, people. You know, you got to get active. And when I say that, I'm not expecting you to do some of the crazy stuff I do or some of the more in-your-face stuff that I do. But, you know, it doesn't hurt. Talk to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, whatever it takes to make sure that they have the real information. You're not getting the real information from other places. So make sure your kids are getting it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia.
Yeah, y'all.
This is all going to end well. I'm telling you. We're going to get them. We're going to get them in the end. That's right. We're going to run them out of town.
I agree. But I also agree that we're all being tested right now. All of our feet are to the fire, and I think some of the reasons that we're in this position that we're in, since we were talking about Christians and the church and people in general, I think it's because we were lax. We were talking about churches who believe that same-sex marriage is okay. I don't know where they found that in the Bible. So they
believe a lot's okay. They believe killing babies is okay.
Killing babies is okay. So I'm not sure that God isn't going, okay, you know what? You know what?
You guys are gone.
Yeah, and deservedly so. I'm not mad at him. So, especially California.
Why do I suffer for the morons?
Well, that's what I always say. It's like, why can't I will give them California? They can have New York, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But you live by your own rules, leftists. Live by your own rules.
Yep.
You don't get our military either, because the fact that they had our military sleeping in the garage this weekend bathroom.
They had 22,000 troops. Now, when he went by, some of the troops turned their back on him, and I'm okay with that. Somebody said, well, that's the commander-in-chief. I said, no. They swore to uphold the Constitution. They didn't swear to do what a bonehead tells them to do, because what are you going to use? The soldiers under Hitler, could they use the same thing? Well, we have to listen to the boss, even though we knew what we were doing was wrong. I don't believe American soldiers would do that. I mean, maybe I'm a little whacked, but I don't think so. You know? And all those soldiers, and they try to tell us that the vote from the military this year went to the way of Biden. I don't buy that. I couldn't smoke enough dope to have that make sense.
Of course not. Of course not. Although I'd like to try. So, can you just explain something to me? Because I'm so airheaded. I'm so airheaded about this.
No, you're not.
The troops, the gazillion troops, we were supposed to believe that they were there to protect the Capitol from Trump. Trump supporters? What we were supposed to believe?
Yeah, because Antifa and BLM, they weren't there. They were in Seattle. I don't know if you caught this.
Right. They were destroying stuff there, shooting up cops. Right. Uh-huh. Right. They were booked. So we were supposed to see that show of strength when they told us during Seattle that any military were stormtroopers. There's, you know what? Why am I even trying to wrap my head around what the left is telling us?
I'm going to say that to you. You really going to try to make sense of this? Wow.
You can see smoke coming up right now.
I can smell it from here. Are you serious?
Only to mistreat them? Only to say, okay, we're done with this photo op. You can sleep in the garage and then bye-bye because... Or was it really that they thought that they were in danger and they wanted to be protected by the very forces that they put down, the police, the military, or whatever? Because when it comes to their safety...
Isn't that ironic, though?
The same people that they called...
What was her name? Nancy Pelosi. The same people that she called... What was it? Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers, that's what I just said, yeah. Yeah, no, I just said the stormtroopers. And there was no way they were going to have those in there.
Yeah, well, so they had them there to protect them, so they definitely somehow they found a use for stormtroopers, right? And they were good and okay with it. I'm sure that she wished she had more stormtroopers around her house when they were doing that damage to her house, but, you know, whatever. It's just their hypocrisy shines. Just shines.
Exactly. But they got notice that Antifa and other subversive groups were coming in to the Capitol beforehand. Why didn't they call the stormtroopers out then?
Here you go.
I'm so confused.
No, you try to bring logic to the table. You can't bring logic to the table.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
In the immortal words of Dean Martin, if you're going to bring logic to the table, I'm not going to play.
Those guys are great. And please, everybody, watch some Rat Pack clips on YouTube, because you get an example of what real men, who real men are. They're just so much fun, and they're masculine, and they're, and you know, and on that note,
I don't think you can say masculine. I'll have to ask the.
Words?
Yeah, I think that's one of the words you get. Remember what was his name? The comedian. He had several words you couldn't say on TV.
George Carlin,
right? You know, today he'd have to revise that to the 216 words you can't say on TV.
His routines are still remarkably accurate today.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. But you know what? And on that note of masculinity, and for the past several months I've been looking at Trump, thinking about the possibility of losing him as our president, and I have to say, during that time, I said, I'm going to miss the masculinity, the confidence, and I know some people are really mad at him right now because they thought that he was going to do all those you know, things that the QAnons and all that said was going to happen. But this guy really exposed the swamp, and nobody could have done what he did and withstood the amount of pressure and anger and hatred that he got slung at him. Nobody could have done that. He was the man. He was a boss. And now we get to see what it's like, and I think that the nation is going to be craving that more. And I think there's a few who might be stepping up to follow in that footstep, but I think for the most part, it ain't McConnell, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. You mean McCoward? Forget McConnell. Coward. You mean McCoward. That's what you really mean.
Unbelievable.
Isn't he? Whatever. It's amazing how many of them went running away. Do you remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger was became governor here in California?
Sadly, I do, yes.
And then he kept calling them girly boys, and then he went for it with the legislation that he really didn't understand how the process worked. And then he got beat down. Remember, he lost. Every one of those lost. And then what did he become? He became a little wuss.
One of them. He became a girly boy.
Bingo. That's exactly what he became. Right?
Something. I don't know if the Democrats just have something on everybody because everybody's living in some sort of weird sin, and the Democrats know how to capitalize on that stuff. So I don't know if that's what's holding, you know, that they have that holding over them,
right?
Or if they're just wusses in general. And you know what? Here's the thing, too, is when Trump came along, these guys had to work for the first time.
Alex, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
These guys, when Trump came along, had to work for the first time in their career.
That's right.
And that's tough when you've been resting on your laurels, you've been getting, you know, money from this source and that source, and you're playing in these parties and that party, and now he expects you to come to work every day and do stuff? I think that was too much. What are you going to do?
Who do you think Joe Biden is going to donate his first paycheck to? I mean, you know, Trump.
Hunter. I'm just asking. He's low on crack. Well, he might be low on crack, so Hunter, I would say.
Oh, maybe he's going to support. Who was it? Popcorn in his old age?
No, Corn Pop.
Corn Pop. I'm sorry. What do I know?
Popcorn. Don't you know? It's Corn Pop. And so now, you know what? I think the biggest, the most prevalent names for babies are going to be in the next 4 years is Corn Pop.
I'm sorry, you're killing me.
This is so wrong. Our nation is going to pot. Oh, pot.
And you know what? What is it with the white Democrats when they're talking to the black community? The neck starts to move. They get this different cadence in it. And I told that Corn Pop, you know, that I was going to wrap this chains around it. It's like,
I know what it's like to have roaches. I can't believe, but he's. Our president with all those things. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, you could list all of them. The 7-Eleven line. And he's our president.
Yeah. Well, no, to your point, yeah. Talk about gaffes. Can you imagine if Donald Trump
those
said,
gaffes.
Yeah, you know, you can't walk into a 7-Eleven that isn't owned by a foreigner. Right?
Those aren't gaffes.
That's what Joey B. said.
I know. Those aren't gaffes. He's not even smart enough to know he's not supposed to say that. The left is always calling people racist, and then they are straight up racist, and then they ask you to look the other way.
Well, because they really don't mean it. It's not really meant in the way it was said. It's whatever you said.
It was
inartful. You really didn't say it.
It was inartful. What he meant. Oh, but you know what? Who might be a lot of fun, and I am kind of optimistic in this way. But I heard their new press secretary cover for the fact that he didn't have that Biden and his family weren't wearing masks in the federal government. Hilarious. She's hilarious. Thanks. So
her next job's going to be stand-up comedy. Anyway, tell people where to find you. Quick.
SoniaSchmidt.org. Do it. Be there. Subscribe so I can keep in touch with you.
Too easy. All right, Sonia, always a blessing to have you on. I always appreciate your time with me. And
love being here.
I'll send you over some lasagna next time, if there's any left. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. We've got a lot more coming up next break. It's all Joe for the whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a minute.